and we couldn't be happier to be joined now by our good friend Rajiv Miraj. Rajiv, welcome, my friend.
Oh, good morning, Mike and Jude. Thanks for having me.
Wagwan, Rasta.
What's up?
Hey, welcome back to the Wood Memorial, my friend. Good to see you back in the saddle and on the big stage again.
Thanks. I'm very excited to be in the race and being able to get these kind of opportunities to ride these big races.
Is it maybe a little extra special this time around, knowing everything that you've had to go through with your recovery and coming back from that severe injury? Is this a little more special this time?
It's always been special for me every time I ride races, and even before I got injured, especially these big races. But I think it's a little surreal because it's been such a short time and that I've been back riding and having this success and being able to ride these horses, you know, it's pretty exciting. And like you said, I've 16 months out was a long time. So I'm glad that, you know, things are going good for me right now.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize for telling you to go to Gulfstream for the winter. That was bad advice. and then, Mike and I know how much you had to struggle to come back and all the work that you did and overcoming the mental aspect of it, how you weren't in a good spot for a while and you didn't know if you could make it back, and you worked so hard. So it's very admirable what you've done. But with the tremendous talent that you've always had, it's not surprising that the trainers recognize that you're back and have taken advantage of the fact that you're excited to be back and hungry to win. And a lot of times it's the mental part of the game that people tend to ignore, but it's really been great for you because you've overcome so much and now you're in the spotlight, and just fantastic accomplishment.
Thank you.
Rajiv, you won your first race back November 23rd of last year. You mentioned how quickly all of this has happened since you returned to the saddle. Are you somewhat surprised when you actually look back and say, wow, I'm back here, I'm riding on the big stage again, and I did it in such a short period of time?
Well, when I was out and down in everything with my injury and all that and trying to come back, these are the days that I dream about. These are days that motivate me to work harder at rehab and everything. So, you know, it's like that's what I was hoping for. But then when you come back, you don't know if you're ever going to get that opportunity, because it just, every time I get injured and I come back, I just feel like it's like starting over from scratch in my head. But then once I start riding, people start giving me great opportunities, and then I feel like, wow, it's happening. Again, I'm getting the opportunities again. So maybe I look too much into it. Like, I feel like I'm starting from scratch, but I don't know.
You know, you and I have had this conversation privately, and I've asked several jockeys this same question, Rajiv. We see jockeys do this all the time, but you look at your injuries. You had several fractured vertebrae. You had a broken rib. You had a collapsed lung, and you went through, well, let's face it, you went through hell trying to get back for those 18 months or so. Why do it? Why come back and ride again and put yourself at risk? Why do jockeys do that?
Well, for me personally, when I was out, I had a lot of time to reflect on my life, where I'm at in life, what do I want out of life, where's my life at? And everything led back to me being a jockey. Like, that's what I love. That's my passion. At this point in my life, that's really what I want to do. There is nothing else. And it gave me, I think that even gave me more motivation to know that I have to work hard at it, because if I wasn't riding horses at this moment in my life, I would be very unhappy if that was taken away from me by injury. You know, so it's just, I just don't feel like it's time for me to hang that up and move on to the next part of my life yet. I think this is just what I want to do. This is what I love doing. And when I'm out there and I have the opportunity to ride, I'm just trying to make the most of it every day.
Yeah, when you when you come back and you're doing well, it really changes your outlook. And today, you get to ride in the Wood Memorial, a race you won with Wicked Strong. It was a day I'll never forget. I went home with a bunch of money that day. and now you got a horse that's live, that's been on a lot of Kentucky Derby lists and stuff. Do you ever pause to think if you could win this race today and what that might do to your chances of winning the Kentucky Derby?
Usually a horse that wins the Wood Memorial is definitely a top contender for the Derby. Like when I won at Wicked Strong, I went into the Derby thinking I had a great shot to win, and I was on a top contender. And I would say if Irish War Cry were to win today, he would definitely be a top contender. And the funny thing is, when I saw him win the Holy Bull, I was at home after I finished riding Aqueduct. I came home and watched the race, and I watched him win the Holy Bull. I'm like, wow, this looks like the real Derby horse right here. Love the way he did it, and lucky enough, I'm on that horse right now.
Talking with Raji Mirage here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Well, how about when you went back and watched his Fountain of Youth performance, Raji? What went through your mind then?
Well, you would think that what is the reason for the horse to run that race? Because, you know, he's shown a lot of brilliance before, and that was definitely far from what he was expected to do. And I didn't know what to make of it. But Mr. Graham Motion said that he doesn't have an excuse and just put a line through the race. And we're hoping he comes back to his best race because he's definitely feeling great. I've galloped the horse the last couple of days, and it's feeling like a real, really good shape, and everything is going well, so looking forward to it.
Well, that's a good point, Rajiv, because, you know, you haven't ridden Irish War Cry in the afternoon, so being able to get on him in the mornings, how important is that, and what kind of things do you learn when you're aboard a horse in the morning?
Well, that was one of the reasons for me to get on him, is to get acquainted with the horse and mainly just kind of get a feel of him, what he's about, and, you know, his mental attributes and the way he carries himself, and try to get, you know, just familiarized with the horse. And I was glad that I did that because I learned a few things about the horse just by getting on him. Learned that he's a pretty relaxed horse, even though he seems to go out there and run fast in the afternoon. He's pretty relaxed. He's a handy horse, so I think I'll have no problem to do for him to do anything that I demand of him to do.
You know, your relationship with Graham Motion goes back several years. He has always been a huge supporter of Rajiv Mirage. Talk about that relationship for a minute, Rajiv.
It's a great relationship. Not only that, he's such a nice guy, Graham. He can get along with anybody. But we do good in the races, and he has confidence in me, and I kind of know what he looks for, it, the way he trains and the way he likes his horses running. So we develop a good working relationship. And also his family is great with my wife and my family. And it's just a good overall relationship. And he's one of the nicest, classiest guys you can ever meet in your life. So it's easy to ride for him.
Well, I think he would probably say the same thing about you, Rajiv. And I want to wish you all the best this afternoon. Good luck with Irish War Cry. And by all means, my friend, safe trip out there this afternoon.
And thank you. And I hope to see you guys in Kentucky.